So you're a diehard Giant fan. You're just tuning in.
Yes.
And we have word and photographic evidence to back it up that Kevin Stefanski is on his way to Newark, New Jersey from Cleveland right now.
Right now.
Do you want him?
Yes. Right now, the number one coaching hire out there, I think he's perceived to be the best coach available, is headed to Newark to talk to the best team available.
Okay. Now, so play it out, though.
Yeah.
Look, he's been around the block. He's not going to tell you anything new.
Yeah.
You know who he is. You know everything about him. Mm-hmm. He's done his due diligence, I assume, on the roster and what he would have been inheriting. And obviously, he's seen Jackson Dart, who's got an opinion on the Giants quarterback. Would you be okay as a Giants fan if Stefanski, I'm assuming the meeting, maybe dinner tonight, and then they have a full-fledged meeting at the complex tomorrow?
Right.
That's usually how these things kind of work. Would you be upset if he does that and goes somewhere else? In other words, is he so clearly your number one guy that you want him not to leave here without a signed paper?
Well, it's not the way it works, right? They got to go through the Rooney rule. They have things to do. I don't know.
You can kind of fugazi that, though. Take that out of it. I'm saying from a fan standpoint.
I hear what you're saying, yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
like, the Giants have never had a black coach. They're not going to have one this year either, probably.
I would tell you, well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
They're not getting Brian Flores. He's suing them.
Correct. He's out.
Right.
I would think that he's not going to be the head coach.
Yeah. Vance Joseph would not make the fan base happy.
Would not make the fan base happy. Right.
Now, so listen,
he's the defensive coordinator for one of the top two or three defenses in the NFL. They were great last year as well. But no, he doesn't
excite
me.
He's not the guy.
He's not the guy. I would tell you, as excited as I am about Stefanski, and I do believe he is an excellent hire, as we said yesterday, I would be okay with him leaving the building without hiring him, because I am exhausting every opportunity to bring in Mike Tomlin or Harbaugh. I know they haven't been moved
yet.
Well,
Tomlin, you got to wait, obviously.
You got to wait for him, obviously.
Right.
I would make sure. I would talk to people in like Baltimore. I would make sure that one of those two guys are not becoming available. And the minute I do that, I would then, and I feel confident enough. I truly do. I know it. And we had this conversation yesterday about the reasons why Joe Shane would come back. As frustrated as I am with him, and as much as I want him not to be here, the team is in a good enough position where, amazingly enough, I am confident that Stefanski would not take another job until he knew he couldn't get the Giant one. I think the Giant job is that good that I am not overly concerned about him talking to Atlanta or him talking to some of these other teams.
There's a small risk on that, and it's a financial risk, nothing else.
Someone blows him out of the water.
Yeah. So you figure Kevin Stefanski's going to get $7, $8, $9 million a year, right? 5-year deal, somewhere in that ballpark, right? So the only risk of that is you're not afraid of the other five teams right now that are going to be looking for a new head coach.
Right.
You're not afraid that they're going to swoop in and steal him because you think your situation's better.
Yeah.
But they make him an offer that's so much better than what you're willing to make, even if he calls you and says, I want to be the Giants head coach, but man, they just offered me $80 million.
Yeah.
That's the only risk of it. Now, I don't think the Giants are going to pay any coach right now $16 million a year.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I do think the Giants' job is the best job of the six that are currently available. There might be a seventh. We'll see what happens in Tampa next couple of days. But if you're that cocksure that he's your guy, then you get the deal done.
No, I agree. If you do,
because why mess around with it?
Yeah, no, I get it. I still think, I mean, maybe the Raiders, because they have the first pick and we don't know how he feels about Mendoza. But outside of that, the thing about this with Stefanski is, and you have to be careful, right? And the Giants are risky because they haven't been a successful organization for a decade. If you go right from one job to the other and you fail,
You're done. Now, you're financially set for life. But you're a 50-year-old guy with no job.
Yeah. You want to be a head coach in this league, he's got to be very careful. He's a hot commodity right now. He's going to have his opportunities to go with almost anything.
I'm fascinated that
a very interesting decision for him.
It's fascinating to me that, you're not the only one, so I'm not picking on you.
Yeah.
That you're so high on him and so many other teams' fan bases think so highly of him. Like, the Cleveland Browns are right there with the New York Jets. They're an embarrassing franchise.
They are.
And he's been there a good amount of time.
Yes.
And while we all respect that he's a two-time coach of the year, I do respect that. And we respect that maybe he's a bit hamstrung because of the owner, because of the decisions that were made, that he tried to veto but couldn't, any of that stuff. But at the end of the day, he's also got to eat what he sowed.
No, I understand that.
Right?
But the thing is,
I don't know why everyone's so gung-ho.
Because he's won Coach of the Year twice with this organization
Kevin Stefanski.
They've won a lot.
He walked away from Baker Mayfield.
Biggest issue.
Right?
He gave up on Baker Mayfield too early. There's no doubt about that.
Doesn't he have to eat that?
Absolutely.
And while I can blame the Deshaun Watson trade on the owner and the GM, I can blame Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders and that clown show on other people. For sure. I have no problem with that. But the reality is that this is supposed to be a great offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
And he had Baker Mayfield there and, oh, by the way, went to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
All right? And said, you know what? We can do better than Baker Mayfield. And by the way, for a 2-year period, he looked like he was right.
Right.
When Baker Mayfield went out to L.A., when he was down in Carolina, and it looked like maybe his career was over or he's going to be a backup the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And then he resurrected himself in Tampa. And look what fools we are that, you know, Carolina didn't keep him, went with Bryce Young. And the Rams obviously have Stafford. They didn't need him.
Well, that's.
But the reality is that Kevin Stefanski's got to own and explain why he didn't see what everyone else sees in Baker Mayfield.
He definitely does. But let me add, you just mentioned, what about the difference is he didn't get Matthew Stafford, right? McVay made the same decision. Jared Goff took him to a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he decided Goff wasn't good enough. Now, Goff has not won anything, but he's won as much as Baker Mayfield has and has taken the Lions to be a perennial, you know, powerhouse in the NFC. This was a down year for them, but they put up big numbers as an offense.
30 points a game.
He got Matthew Stafford, though. And Matthew Stafford, like, that is...
He got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He got a Hall of Fame quarterback. If he got Deshaun Watson, I don't know where the Rams would be. If he got what the list of quarterbacks that Stefanski has gotten since moving on from Baker Mayfield, I don't know if the Rams would be the Rams right now. So, I'm not trying to compare them as head coaches because it's unfair. But, you know, he's one of the great offensive minds in recent memory. I mean, that's how good he's been out in L.A. But I just think that it's been a rough situation for him. He found a way to win a playoff game and, get to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. He's a 2-time coach of the year with an organization that's been as bad as the Jets and Giants. And I think you saw this team play and fight for him down the stretch of the season. They beat the Steelers go on and beat the Ravens to get into the postseason. They kicked the crap out of the Steelers the second to last week of the season. So they continued to fight for him. He's a good offensive coach. He's had history of being with an organization that has struggled and has managed to find his way to the playoffs with bad quarterbacks. Yes, he gave up on a quarterback that's proven to be a winning quarterback.
Coming up, did Russell Wilson put the Giants in financial harm by opening up his mouth 2 days ago? We'll get into that and much more football as Kevin Stefanski is on his way to New Jersey right now.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
Yo, yo, Carton Show, Big Mac, Carton, you, 888-808-1019. Crazy story about Travis Kelce and his 87 and running foundation raised $1.5 million between 2021 and 2024, and apparently, according to its records, only gave 41 cents on the dollar to actual charity.
Not great.
Where'd the other 59 cents of each dollar go? Well, there's an answer for that. It went to a group called A&A Management Group. A&A Management Group are Travis Kelce's business partners. They apparently, Aaron and Andre Enos, who also help run the nonprofit, but he's under some fire for that. They have admitted, so they're not denying that was the split of the money. But their explanation for it is that they accidentally misclassified certain filings in their tax returns, meaning, oops, my bad, give that back. You take that. We don't want that. We need that. Take it back. Help the kids. So I'm not sure if Travis is going to comment on that, but raised $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And allegedly, him and his business partners kept essentially 60 cents on the dollar. So $1.5 million means 900 grand went to them.
Yeah.
600 grand went to whatever the purpose of the foundation is. But
I would think that's an easy fix.
Yeah. Pay
$1 million.
Yeah, give the money back.
Give the money back.
I suppose. So breaking news for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're the first 45 minutes ago to have it as a fact that Kevin Stefanski was on a plane headed for Newark Airport. We can update you on that now. Kevin Stefanski has landed at Newark Liberty International Airport. Now, the guy that had that, because I believe you give credit where credit is due. Let me see if I can find him. He's on Twitter somewhere. I'll just take credit for it. We are also telling you that Kevin Stefanski has landed at Newark Airport. So if you're a diehard Giant fan, the coach that you might want,
he's here,
is in the state. In the state. Here's Tyler in New Windsor. Tyler, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking the call.
Of course, Tyler.
You got it, Tyler.
So, really quick, you guys made a point earlier. I was asking the question of pretty much, would you rather have Kevin Stefanski now or wait to interview Vance Joseph? And you guys said, when you were talking amongst yourselves, that Vance Joseph wasn't the guy. And I was curious of why that wouldn't be the case. I just think that you want a defensive coach at this point because you've tried offensive coaches for the last 5-6 years. And the defense was so bad, I'm just trying to see at that point of view.
Well, I would say this to you, then. I'm not a Giants fan, so Big Mac will jump in just a second.
Yeah.
If everybody agrees that it's a quarterback league, a passing league, and you believe you found your franchise quarterback, and he's a young, still unproven quarterback going into year two, wouldn't it make sense to have a guy with experience building young quarterbacks into your franchise quarterbacks as the guy in charge? Like, you're not built on your defense anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You're now built on Jackson Dart being a quarterback. So, yeah, to me, I could go hire a Vance Joseph type to be my defensive coordinator.
Absolutely.
And get the same amount of juice out of that squeeze. But I can't have Vance Joseph do that necessarily with his offensive coordinator pick.
Yeah, I don't know what makes you think they need a defensive coordinator outside of Brian Daboll as an offensive coordinator. Joe Judge was a special teams guy. He wasn't even a coordinator. And then, Shermer and McAdoo, offensive coaches. So was Tom Coughlin. The last coach that won them Super Bowls was an offensive head coach. Should we change? Like, it does. I don't care about the previous. This is not, tried defense, need offense, tried offense, need defense. I don't care. The Giants are in a position where the development of Jackson Dart is paramount to anything else. And I want the relationship between the coach and the quarterback. Now, I know he played well the last couple weeks, but you saw what happened to him when he lost his head coach. I want that relationship to be the most important relationship and the most important thing on the team. And I think offensively right now, unless you are going to hire a proven commodity head coach, like we've talked about, if Vrabel was available, I would hire Vrabel and not give a damn that he's a defensive coach. Tomlin, I don't care. He coached defensive backs 20 years ago. But if we are going to go with a head coach, for me, unless it's going to be a proven commodity, I want an offensive-minded head coach to lead this team. I don't think there's any question about it. I can find a defensive guy. I want offense.
Plus, he doesn't pass the moisture test, which is the obvious test all fans should use. If the Giants announced that their next head coach was Vance Joseph, does that make you moist?
No.
So that's not the guy you hired.
No, he's a failed head coach in Denver.
Right.
He's proven to be a good defensive head coach.
Good.
Not a good defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was with Arizona.
Yeah.
Obviously, before he went back to Denver.
Back to Denver.
I think he had a cup of coffee with the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken, and with the Cincinnati Bengals before that.
And that's the Dolphins is where he has the connection to Joe Judge.
Got it.
So that's why a lot of people believe that he would be, he is going to interview, and that's the connection. Joe Judge worked with him in Miami. But would not be my guy.
Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
If the Giants announce it's in short order that Kevin Stefanski is their head coach, you moist?
Yes.
Then that's the guy you sign.
Yes.
Now, not everyone feels the same way, obviously. Then, that's why we do these shows.
Sure.
Right? But if that's the guy that makes you feel certain something, then that should be your guy. 100%. And I don't need to interview anybody else. I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't need to interview anybody else. I agree with you. I still want the home run hire of Tomlin or Harbaugh.
Which is fascinating.
I'm just going to wait that. Don't get me wrong.
So then you're willing to lose
today.
Yeah.
If they announce today it's Stefanski, I'm going to be excited. I am. I'm going to be excited. I'm chasing the dream of one of those two.
That's what's, I hate to overuse the word fascinating.
Yeah.
But that's what's fascinating to me about you.
Well, fascinating.
Like, I think you speak for a good percentage of Giant fans. Obviously, not all.
No.
Because I know a bunch of Giant fans want to come on the show now and say, I don't want Kevin Stefanski.
Of course.
All good. Mm-hmm. I lean more towards them than you. It's why it's fascinating to me that you are so locked in outside of a Tomlin or Harbaugh, yeah. which I get.
Well, because
you know, two guys
else?
Have won Super Bowls, you have great
who
track
else?
Records.
You're asking the Moise question. Go yeah. through the candidates right now who are available to be the next head coach. Tell me where you get Moist.
Well, I get Moist
Mike
over
McCarthy?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay, Cliff Kingsbury. Makes
That's my guy.
Okay.
Because I think he had an unfair
him?
Shake in Arizona.
Okay.
And I saw what he did with Jaden Daniels mm-hmm. Year one in Washington.
Right.
And I think he's a hell of a coach. And I think he's going to make some young quarterback a rock star.
Okay.
I do.
So you like him better than Stefanski because, I mean, you got
to own. Stefanski has to own
yes.
the failures in yes. Cleveland